Proud to be the voice of the Mountain View Colts and the Heritage Junior B Hockey League. We are 96.5 CKFM.
Welcome back inside the Centennial Place Arena here in Three Hills, where we're ready for puck drop between the Mountain View Colts and the Three Hills Thrashers. A rematch of round one of last year's Heritage Junior Hockey League playoffs, and two huge points up for grabs here. And for the Mountain View Colts, Corey, looking to snap a three-game skid. What are one of your keys to the game?
Let's get out early and then keep on rolling. The Three Hills program still developing after some time away from the league. The Colts are the more experienced hockey club with the ability to put some points on the board. They need to do that and take this crowd out of it early in the game.
And here we go, right into the action. The Colts won the opening faceoff. They push the puck forward in the offensive zone, and McDermott will get a quick shot from the point right side, and that is held onto, and we'll have an offensive zone faceoff coming up.
Gives us an opportunity to say a quick thank you to all of our great sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. Olds Fertilizer and Agri-Services, our title sponsor this season again. Bilo Foods, Didsbury, Hildebrand Motors, Dick's Trucking, The Tire Shop, and Didsbury Value Drug Mart as well.
Richardson will pull this draw back, but it's quickly picked up now by Pennick, who intercepts, and behind his own net will start with it. Three Hills defender doesn't like what he sees, checks up, goes the other way with it. Three Hills still looking for a clean breakout lane. Pennick has it now, fires it off the wall. It deflects into the neutral zone, where it's backhanded back down low. Back to recover now. Pennick on the backhand turns it around the wall. Forechecker, that is Parks, giving chase. Can't quite get to the puck, and meanwhile it's exited here as Chapman will push it forward. Going after it as well in the puck battle there with Aiden Saunders. Saunders will move it away. Gets it up ice now. Away comes Richardson. Going Richardson, right wing side. Takes it around his man. Gets a shot on goal. Big rebound out front. And it's quickly swiped away. Three Hills there. It's sent down the length of the ice. Going after it here is Chapman. Will beat out the icing call here as Smith will have to work with McGinnis, the starting goaltender tonight for your Mountain View Colts. A little bit of action here in their own zone. Held up there was Smith, however, he sent to the ice, and that'll be the first call of the game. We've got a tripping call coming up from the Mountain View Colts heading to the power play.
Yeah, that was an easy one right in front of us. Saw that one coming, and that is going to be Ringdahl, I think, that is going off here for the Three Hills Thrashers. And so immediately we get a power play for the Colts. This is a great opportunity for them to get things rolling. They were either 1-for-7 or 2-for-7, depending on how you read the out-of-town scoreboard last night, Baron, on the power play. Either way, they'd like to put a few more on the board if they're going to be given these opportunities.
Yeah, they certainly would. I should mention, of course, Jacob Ehling, your starting goaltender tonight for the Three Hills Thrashers. Meanwhile, Colts goal, it is Jordan McGinnis getting a start. On the Colts power play, they do start with possession in the offensive zone. It's Leishner on the point who will send it around the wall all the way to Aiden Saunders now, left wing side. On the backhand, chops it down low. Check there is Corbin Ray, but the puck does advance, and now out to dig it out is Saunders. Saunders takes it top of the circles, gets stick check there. The puck will come into the neutral zone, and back to regroup is Smith. He's put under pressure immediately there, however. Good forechecking by Kranzler, who will get it deep and get himself off. Back to recover now for Mountain View out of his own zone is Aiden Saunders. Going right wing side, gets the red line and gets it in deep. Going after it is Leishner on the forecheck, but quickly playing it out of the zone is Three Hills with Greer. Greer can advance it out of the point, however, as Pennick will have to help him out, and this time Pennick will send it the length of the ice. Sopping up is McGinnis now. He'll leave it there for his D-man. Coming out to break it out is Blake Stoddard. Our first viewing of him on 96.5 CKFM as Richardson will pick it up from Stoddard. Exits out for Trayton Bryan. Bryan now left wing side will take it over the blue line and in low. Out of the corner, stops up. Lots of snow coming up. He still has this puck on his stick, and Bailey will get it out into the slot for Parks. And Parks had a good opportunity to get a shot away, but it's quickly sent the length of the ice by Three Hills. Down to about 35 seconds of power play time here for Mountain View as Stoddard will pick it up. And stops behind his own goal. Chapman putting some pressure on, but Stoddard starts out with it. Gets it over. Here's Parks now. Left wing side. Has a bit of speed as he looks to go around his man. Checked off the puck, but the puck does come into the corner. A couple of Colts going after it, including Parks digging away at it. So too is Bryan, who will win it. A centering pass out for Richardson, and that comes out to the point. Stoddard looking for it, but quickly back the other way comes Three Hills. A 2-on-0 developing onto the goalie goes. A beautiful move, and what a finish it was. Three Hills with a 1-0 lead, courtesy of a beautiful goal of none other than August Olsen.
Yeah, we're expecting to see some big things from him. This is, you remember last year when we watched Strathmore play, and we saw Ryder Many Gray Horses, and we said, listen, this kid is too good for this league. Like, he's a superstar, and it wasn't long that he was there. August Olsen is going to be somebody that just absolutely tears the Heritage Junior Hockey League apart. He is that good.
So we'll see if we get the official scoring on that through the website, Corey, as we don't have any access on the away broadcast right now, so we'll try to get that to you as quickly as we can, but it will be August Olsen's fifth of the season in just his second game in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. Back to the action now as Three Hills has won the draw, and after that, big PK get a big goal after it and a 1-0 lead here on home ice. Back to answer are the Colts with Austin starting up with it. Right wing side, he'll take it over the red line and in deep, but quickly gathering now is Three Hills, and coming out with it is Ringdahl in possession, gets around his man, but loses it in the neutral zone. A turnover there as Labbe tried to get it out of the zone, but quickly turned it over as Kranzler is on and in possession for Three Hills. Back on his stick, it's Kranzler trying to forward it to Ringdahl. Couldn't connect on that one. Mountain View will gather, send it off the glass, but not further than the Three Hills blue line. Back the other way come the Thrashers now. Check up in the middle. I believe that was Leishner loosening the puck up. Labbe comes in, and he'll just move it forward. It's down into the Three Hills end now. Starting up with it, looking to make an outlet pass is Fenton. Fenton's pass is intercepted there as Bryan will find it in the neutral zone and get it down low. Stopping up is Ehlen. He'll put it into the corner. Battle for it as Leishner comes in. Bryan is there to assist him as well. Puck bobbling now into the high slot. Danger as Three Hills picks it up, and they'll start the breakout now. Starting up in behind their own goal, trying to get away from Bryan, as Bryan is putting some decent pressure here in the offensive zone. Jay Heistad looks to help him out as well. Can't quite find the puck, however. Now it's Fenton with it. In possession, goes across ice feed. A long stretch pass intended for Meckerman, and now back the other way comes Smith with it. In possession, left wing side. He loses his edge, but does get the puck down low, but is quickly gathered. Three Hills back the other way now. In transition they come with Wingenbach. As possession, stops up tops of the circles, trying to weave his way through a few Mountain View Colts there. Couldn't do so. Three Hills in possession. The neutral zone gets it right down low. Funny bounce behind the goal there for McGinnis. Wanted to play it, couldn't quite do so, but the Colts do exit with Hayden Parks giving chase now. After it in the neutral zone. Free puck is gathered by Three Hills. It's quickly moved forward. Saunders in possession, gets it across ice. Here's McDermott now. Colts gain the blue line. They're into the offensive zone now, in behind the goal, looking for it. It's McDermott still trying to fish it away. Loose now into the slot it comes. Ricochet all over the place, and eventually McDermott cycles it back down low. Richardson now looking for an outlet. Any sort of option he can find on the backhand. Elects to go right back down below the net. It's turned over. Here's Pennick in possession for Three Hills. Starts up with it. Bank pass intended to go to Greer. Didn't quite make it there. Cohen Richardson comes in through the neutral zone and gets it down low. Colts looking for a change here. Hayden Parks also waiting for it as the F3, but away comes Three Hills out of the breakout. Now over the red line, looking to get it deep as Greer takes it right wing side into the corner. Pushed off there by Blake Stoddard. Some good defending there from the young Colts blue liner, but it's turned over now as Chapman is in possession behind the goal. Chapman trying to center it. That's broken up. Saunders got a piece of it, and he's in possession now as well. 2-on-2 developing. He's got Richardson with him. Richardson, right wing side, looks to get it back to Saunders. That one out of his reach, and the puck comes all the way across left wing side. Gathered by Chapman. He'll get it down low. Chapman now the lone forechecker for Three Hills in the Mountain View end. In possession, however, Chapman circles around, stops up, button hooks on the hash marks, gets it down low, and out of Gretzky's office. A turnover, but picking up there is Chapman banging away at the goal. It's loose in the slot, and that was Ray who fired one into a set of shin pads. Down low it comes. Puck still in the Mountain View end. Backhand pass now. Chapman picks it up behind the goal. Good defending there from Saunders. Works the puck away. Now Stoddard tasked to clear it out, and he'll do so. A little bit of weight on this one. No icing waved up by the officials, so good opportunity for the Colts to get a change in as the lone forechecker is Wyatt Bailey. Quickly outletting there is Three Hills. I believe that was Ringdahl trying to outlet. Puck turned over at the neutral zone, however, so now Three Hills has to regroup, and McDermott will have a little bit of space to backhand it back out to the neutral zone. Quickly turned over and sent back down into the Mountain View end. Looking for possession now. Both sides are looking to find a little bit of stride here as a shot on goal is steered aside by McGinnis into the corner. Battle for it now. Rock is there, trying to battle it out of the zone. He'll do so successfully. Take a big collision, but the Colts are away in attack. Here they come. A long shot off from Bryan is redirected. I believe that took a deflection. Didn't quite get all of that, but the puck ricochets all the way back out to the neutral zone, and Smith has to regroup for the Mountain View. Sends it up the right wing wall. Doesn't quite get down low, and now Three Hills will pick it up and transition. Tip pass there, no icing. Three Hills will enter the zone. McGinnis behind his own goal, sends it across the wall. Bryan's in a battle there, so too is Rock. Getting it is the point man. A long shot through is ricocheted. It comes in behind the goal. Mountain View still in possession now. We'll put it off the glass. Can't get it much further than the logo, however, as it's turned over by Three Hills, and they'll start out with it on the neutral zone. Turnover on their part, and it's sent in by Smith, and now Mountain View will get an opportunity to go into the attacking zone. Turnover again as it comes to the point man. Smith holds, fires a long shot on. That one is redirected by Aylin and into the corner. Not quite out, however. We'll continue play here. Three Hills back the other way. McMillan tried to poke it forward, couldn't quite get it in, but his teammate McKenneran will do so. In below the Colts end, they're trying to break it out. Turnover here as Ringdahl has it. Tops of the circle, fires a shot on. It's loose in the slot, but quickly gathered down by Austin. Mountain View in possession the other way. Hirsch loses the handle on it, pokes at it, couldn't quite get it deep. Back the other way comes Three Hills, 2-on-2. Long shot from the corner, it's wide and goes all the way out of the zone. Austin trying to get to it, couldn't quite do so, so Three Hills sends it back in and Smith will pick it up. We've already played nearly 10 minutes of this first period. Long stretch pass intercepted now by Wingenbach. It comes back to him in the slot. Almost had an opportunity to pull the trigger there, but just lost the handle. And now Three Hills has to check up. They're offside, and Smith will have a little bit of space here to break it out. Long stretch pass tipped forward there by Corbin Ray. It's turned over. Three Hills has possession. They'll try a long bank pass of their own. And this time it's Labbe picking it up. He'll send it off the wall. Good action here as I believe it's Leishner picks it up. Tries to weave his way through the middle. Poke check. Puck comes into the corner now in the offensive zone. However, are the Colts looking for it as Highstead comes out to the point man. Long shot through from Bartlett. And now a centering pass out to the other point man. That's McDermott who fires one on. And Aylin this time swallows it up and we'll take a whistle. 10:22 to go here in the first.
Finally, a little bit of offensive zone time for the Mountain View Colts. It feels like Three Hills has really been dictating the pace of play so far in this game. They got that early goal from August Olsen and they were really able to just kind of put the foot down.
We'll have an offensive zone draw coming up. Leishner is digging in for it. A 50-50 draw is pushed forward there by Three Hills. Battle for the blue line as it eventually will trickle out into the neutral zone. Mountain View looking for it. It's Bailey now on the forecheck trying to poke it forward, but Three Hills will find it. D-to-D play now. Off the glass it comes. A ricochet. Both teams are battling for it in the neutral zone. Certainly trying to find a little bit of rhythm here are the Mountain View Colts as McDermott will pick it up out of the neutral zone across ice feed. Here's Bailey now. Bailey finds a little bit of room and starts skating through the middle. Nice move, still in possession, and eventually has to go into the corner for it. Bailey's pass out to the point, a long shot through. Aylin had trouble holding on to that one. It was in and out of the glove, and watch out. Here's a puck that goes into the stands here at the Centennial Place Arena, and we will have a whistle. 9:39 to go in the first. That'll bring us to our first media timeout. The Mountain View Colts find themselves down 1-0 here in the first.
Gives us a chance to mention one of our incredible sponsors. We want to say a huge thank you to our title sponsor, Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services. Work hard and hard work. They get you a reputation that people trust for over 47 years. That has been Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services. They are proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts, who again find themselves down 1-0 after an August Olsen goal shortly after a Colts power play had expired. Olsen got sprung on a breakaway and made no mistake. He put a great move on the goaltender and slipped it five hole. Got an unassisted goal there, 3:06 into the first period, and that is our lone marker so far. The Colts looking to rebound here, but really, Baron, it feels like Three Hills is, as we mentioned earlier, dictating the pace of play. When the Colts try and get over into the offensive zone, it feels like they're turned back right away. It's kind of one against two. We haven't seen a lot of odd man rushes from the Colts and the ability to pass and set up two-on-ones, three-on-twos, things like that. It's one guy trying to get past two defenders and it just gets turned back the other way really quickly.
1-0 the score line. Three Hills with the opening goal from August Olsen, his fifth of the season and just his second game for Three Hills. Definitely an offensive threat as the Colts have possession in the offensive zone. It's Hayden Parks with a sharp angle shot there, and Aylin had to be sharp, and the Colts will try another offensive zone draw.
Yeah, we know the Colts have got guys that can put pucks in the back of the net. You know, Cohen Richardson has had an unbelievable start to his rookie season, one of the top scorers on the Colts this year, and they're going to be looking to him and a couple of others to get them on the board here tonight.
It is the rookie Richardson who digs in, wins the faceoff back for Smith, a redirection by Richardson, and Aylin once again had to fight to find it, but gets upon it.
We know that he and Aiden Saunders have got that great chemistry that they've shown since the start of this season, can work that puck back and forth. One of them getting the puck to the net and the other one trying to pick up the rebound.
There it is again, a 50-50 draw. This time it goes back towards Three Hills. Ringdahl trying to find it, but a good forecheck there by Richardson to cut that up. Hayden Parks in behind the goal as well, digging for it. Saunders puts on a little bit of pressure, but Three Hills will lengths it. Into the neutral zone, puck battle for us. Smith will take a whack at it. That one ends up on the Three Hills bench, so we'll have a neutral zone faceoff coming up. 9:09 to go here in the first period of play.
Watching August Olsen closely here just to see how the Three Hills Threshers use him. Again, he's new to the team, no longer with the Olds Grizzlies, and still trying to find his way in this organization, where exactly his role is going to be.
Olsen out there now is in possession as he turns it over at the blue line, but quickly winning it back is Three Hills, and now it's outletted to August Olsen. Tries to get it into the middle for Ringdahl. Ringdahl pokes it forward, and into the corner they come. August Olsen there to help him out. Now Olsen in possession on the back end. Gets it out to the point man. Takes a funny bounce there and will come out of the zone. Good break for Mountain View as they try to take advantage. 3-on-2 developing the other way. It's Richardson now. Left wing side into the corner he comes. Looking to dig it away is Aiden Saunders. Comes out to the point man. It's Donner, but first it goes to Parks, who tries to pull the trigger, but it ricochets into the corner. Three Hills will find it and softly just send it into the neutral zone. Stoddard there will find it, sends it right back into the offensive zone for Mountain View. Giving chase is Richardson on the forecheck. D-to-D action there as Pennick gets a quick outlet pass. Good vision to find Ringdahl. Ringdahl chips it into the zone. He'll look for a change as Mountain View picks it up. It is now with Smith on the backhand. Chops it forward, turned over there. Sent right back down low. Now it's tasked to Kai Biggin to bank it off the boards. Into the neutral zone it comes. Metzger on it. On the backhand, has to send it off the wall and into the neutral zone where McDermott finds it first for Mountain View. He sends it down low, but quickly right back onto the tape of a Mountain View, or pardon me, a Three Hills player who sends it through the middle as well. That one ricochets, and now it's Pennick out of his own corner, forced to break out here. A couple of rough passes here as both teams are looking to find consistent possession, I would say. Neutral zone play once again. It's turned over. Here's Kai Biggin on a one-on-one. Biggin in possession on the forehand. Will fire one on, and Aylin makes a solid save.
So the shots on goal right now are 11-3 in favor of Mountain View. That doesn't seem right,
yeah,
does it, Perrin?
Backwards, maybe.
Yeah, it really does. It one of those things where the stats don't always tell the entire story, because really Three Hills, as we've said a couple of times here, has kind of really dictated the pace of play in this first period. But the Colts starting to pick things up here in the latter half.
Austin in to take this draw, 50-50. Colts lose it in possession now. Three Hills trying to break it out. It's Fenton on the backhand, an errant one, however, and coming to pick up that turnover is Corbin Ray, making his presence known down there in the corner, digging away. Hirsch in there as well. Ray still has it in his feet somewhere, but eventually it's dug away, and out comes Chapman now in possession for Three Hills. Upended there in the neutral zone, turned over. Barnett is there. He turns the puck over as well as at the blue line. Three Hills will enter. It's Ray with a sharp angle shot. McGinnis had it. He loses it. Into the slot it comes. Three Hills finds it. In possession, they work their way into the offensive zone, looking to get the cycle started here. Out to the point it comes. Ray doesn't have a shot, holds, fires. This time it's off a shin pad and into the corner. Chapman goes after it. Chapman will give it to his man behind the goal, trying to work his way out front, and Ringdahl was there momentarily in the slot, but quickly getting a stick there was Hirsch, and he chips it up and into the offensive zone for Mountain View now. It's Heistad giving chase, trying to win possession away from the D-to-D action there, but Pennick smoothly exits, but it's quickly turned over as Mountain View forces it and gets it back over the line. Quick turnover there, however, as Three Hills finds it first. Now August Olsen takes it over the blue line, attacking here, but quickly poked off his stick. Wyatt Bailey involved. A couple of Mountain View players now looking for it. It's Barnett, who takes it in behind his own goal, looking to start the breakout now for Jay Heistad. Heistad's cross-ice pass is fanned on, and now the Colts will try to work it away through the other side. Left-wing side now. It's Leishner. Makes a beautiful move, and he works his way towards the goal off the backhand. What a save on the post. It hit something. It came back out. What an effort there from Simon Leishner. Back the other way now. Three Hills. Quick turnover there over the line. It's Olsen who fires one on. A good hard shot and a good solid save from McGinnis. 1-0 lead continues here for Three Hills. They worked away towards the goal. It was Ringdahl, I believe, or Wingenbach, rather, who had a great chance there. On the turnover, here's Wyatt Bailey over the red line. Fires it down low. We'll look for the change. Aylin stops it up behind his own goal, plays it off the glass. Tough one to handle there for his D-man. Now Aiden Saunders comes in and turns the puck over. Centering pass picked off by Three Hills. Back the other way they come now. Here's Ringdahl starting up a little bit of speed here. Left wing side forced off the puck by Smith, but he'll quickly get it back. Ringdahl circles around the goal, trying to wrap that one home. Couldn't quite do so. Three Hills now still in possession. Offensive zone with Pennick at the point. Gets it down low, looking for Ray. In a battle there, I believe it's Smith who has his man pinned up against the boards. Highstead comes to help him out. Smith there as well. Still trying to dig that puck away. Jay Highstead will come help him this time. And now right wing side will try to get it out. It's turned over. Into the slot it comes. Ray had it there at his feet momentarily, but it spoke to Wei in Mountain View. Still fighting for possession here in their own zone. This group is gassed right now, just trying to get out of the blue line. McGinnis in behind his own goal, looking to help his teammates out. Leaves it there for Jay Highstead. Highstead starts up with it. Turned over into the attacking zone. Here's Three Hills. It's, I believe that was Ringenbach who puts it off the mask of McGinnis. It's still in possession of Three Hills as Ringenbach's pass that goes out to the point intended for Ray will actually go all the way down into the Three Hills zone. So a bit of a break there for Mountain View as they were on their heels there. Back onto the attack comes Three Hills. They're definitely on the front foot in this first period, Corey. Back the other way, it's Mountain View off that turnover who quickly loses it. Saunders couldn't quite hold on to it. Now Three Hills out of the breakout. We'll look for an option. Skating through the neutral zone. A good pass there off the stick of McMillan who goes after it in the O zone. I think Fenton thought he was offside. Wasn't offside, so he gives up on that play. Mountain View will have an opportunity to get it out, but they send it down the length of the ice, and that'll be an icing call with 3:40 to go in this first.
And Three Hills has just owned the puck. I don't know how it's 12-5 shots on goal in favor of Mountain View right now, but that's what the scoreboard is telling us. But the Colts could not get the puck out of the zone for probably the last minute and a half of hockey time. They just kept getting turned back at the blue line, so they were gassed.
Yeah, Three Hills definitely on the front foot, like I say here, through this first period. They have been pushing the agenda here against Mountain View. Here, looking to battle back, down 1-0. August Olsen, he's the goal scorer. He's got it and sends it out to the point man, Greer, who gives it across for Pennick, who fires one. And that ricochets up and over, but still remains in play. Out to Greer now. Point man fires one on blocker C by McGinnis. From the slot, comes into the corner. Barnett looking for it, turned over. Chapman fires one on. Good solid pad save this time by McGinnis. It's Pennick. Takes it into the corner. Three Hills still in possession now. Battling against three Mountain View Colts. And eventually, the Colts do dig it away. But it's turned over at the point this time. Olsen holds it low. Gets it down low. A centering pass out for Pennick. Gets two whacks at it. And both times denied by Jordan McGinnis.
Jordan McGinnis has been the best player for the Mountain View Colts tonight. He has made about a half dozen unbelievable saves. They're saying there's nine shots on goal. If that's true, six of those were absolutely stellar saves. His right pad, he's had to kick out on some really hard shots.
Yeah, three solid saves on that instance alone, and back out in possession is Mountain View as they've won that draw, but quickly turning it over again and right back on their heels as Lambe has to break it out. Left wing side, it's turned over. Couldn't quite get that pass to Bailey, and now Ringdahl will go after it himself. On the backhand, he centers it through the blue paint and all the way out to the point man, who holds it and gets it down low for Ringdahl. Back out to the point man, long shot on, looking for a redirection, but this time McGinnis holds on for a whistle.
Big save there, coming out to the top of the blue paint, and again, cutting down the angle off that one. But just to kind of finish off what we were talking about with McGinnis, the hardest shots to stop are those low blocker side, the goal scorer's goal, and they've had a couple of those where they just wired them low blocker side and he kicked them out. Unbelievable saves.
And off the draw, puck sitting there and getting right to that. I believe it's Wingenbach who gets a good shot on goal once again. So McGinnis has been solid through this opening 20 minutes, and he's been counted on. It's Tanner Austin who digs in. Defensive zone draw. It's 50-50 right now. The Colts trying to win possession as McDermott has it on the backhand. Sends it up for Hirsch. Hirsch looking to exit. Can't quite do so. Turned over. Sharp shot is blocked. McGinnis down. He makes a decent save there as the puck is still loose. Comes across. McCullough has it behind the Mountain View goal now on the forehand. Looking to find his D-man. It's Ray. Ray winds. Fires. Puts it wide of the target. Mountain View fighting for it. And they'll get it over the blue line. But just as Three Hills is forced to check up. And Mountain View will have a bit of room here to try to break out. A long pass out for Hirsch, connects, now left wing side, he'll take it over the attacking blue line, looks to work his way towards the goal, in behind the Three Hills net, now still battling away at that puck is Hirsch, and coming to his aid is Ray. Ray's pass, this is turned over, now Three Hills in possession, working their way through the neutral zone, but quickly turned over, but again, it's onto the stick of a Three Hills player, so they'll continue to move north. Smith doing a good job of undercutting his man, getting possession back, both teams battling away in the neutral zone. Colts try to send it deep. It's turned over. Three Hills now. They try to send it down low. It's turned over. And in possession is Bartlett. Starts up. Here's Smith off the wall. His pass doesn't get by Ringdahl, who fires it right back down low. Smith has to break it out again. This time turns it over. His stick blew up, and what a save there by McGinnis. Bad break there for the Colts as Greer will find it at the point. This time his shot takes a deflection, goes up and out of play. 1:05 to go here in the first.
Colts needed a whistle there so bad. Oh boy. McGinnis has been under fire here. We don't watch a lot of Three Hills Thrashers games. We haven't had a chance to see the progress that this organization is making. They have been by far the better team in this hockey game. It's not even close.
Yeah, I think that's easy to say, that's for sure. And this organization, you got to give them a lot of credit, playing a lot of tight games, that's for sure. A lot of 3-2, 4-2 hockey games for the Thrashers so far, so you knew that this was going to be a better game, that's for sure. And so far, proves to be August Olsen's goal is the difference. 1-0 the lead right now for Three Hills as we've entered the final minute of play. And out of the neutral zone, that puck is turned over into the bench, so we'll have a neutral zone face-off coming up, but that seems to be the theme of this first period as well, as struggling to find a real flow.
For sure, and the Colts especially are having a really hard time. They get to the offensive blue line, and it gets turned back the other way very quickly. They have not been able to get any sustained pressure.
Simon Leishner will dig in from the neutral zone draw, wins it back a little too cleanly as Andrew Chapman steps in on the forehand, gets it across for Olsen, who fans on it. Had a wide open 6x4, but puts it wide. Here's Bailey now trying to break it out. Penick at the blue line will backhand one towards the goal. Dangerous looking chance there. And now Wyatt Bailey again on the blue line will turn it over in the neutral zone. Sent right back down low by Three Hills. It's Stoddard now who starts up behind his own goal. Put on some pressure there, however. It's Olsen who forces the turnover and then forces the centering pass as well, as Heistad came across to deny Ringdahl there. Ringdahl looking for it with Heistad in the corner, but the Colts do dig it away. 2-on-2 developing now as Wyatt Bailey has it with Simon Leishner. Leishner into the corner, right wing side. Bailey looking to help him out, but Leishner just pressed up against the glass here. Doesn't look like the Colts will get a chance out of all this as the... Oh, we got a whistle here before the buzzer. We've got exactly 0.2 seconds to play here at the Centennial Place Arena, but we're going to have one more face-off here.
I guess so. We'll do one more just outside the blue line, and then they're going to buzz it, and we'll have our first intermission.
So we will have a neutral zone draw there, as I believe it was Leishner and Parks who were pushed up against the board. Linesman drops the puck, and that'll do it for the first period of playing here from the Centennial Place Arena in Three Hills. It's the Thrashers who have a 1-0 lead, courtesy of August Olsen over the Mountain View Colts. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.